Hans Morgenthau's Politics Among Nations, The Struggle for Power and Peace is a book on political science published in 1948. The author has outlined six principles of political realism in this book. It is interesting to see Prime Minister Narendra Modi's actions and Indian state behavior against Pakistan in view of these principles. The six principles are: 1. Politics, like society in general, is governed by objective laws that have roots in human nature. 2. A statesman sees certain problems of foreign policy under certain circumstances. 3. Key concept of interest defined as power is an objective category and is universally valid. 4. Universal moral principles cannot be applied to actions of the state. 5. Political realism refuses to identify the moral aspirations of a particular nation with the moral laws that govern the world. And 6. There is a profound difference of policymaking in different schools of thought. I would like to start with the last principle. The nature of a man, the nature of society, and the nature of the politics all three combine to produce a typical school of thought in the consequential nature of the state behavior which aims at the realization of any evil or good. In this context, it is important to correctly understand the motives and ideological preferences of the man, Prime Minister Modi of India, who drives the process of policymaking. If, through his actions, he represents illiberalism, autocracy, nationalism, protectionism and territorial revisionism, then he represents the dark force of regional politics that seeks war and not peace. To view the Indian state behavior in light of the fifth principle of political realism is to see how India under the Modi-led government has deprived the people of occupied Kashmir of justice, freedom, equality, dignity and security, which are some of the moral laws that are universally applicable and govern the world. The fourth principle of political realism speaks of the universal moral principles such as honesty, respect for life, justice, fairness, compassion, empathy and forgiveness. It's not just India but its partner and ally Israel that practices this principle of political realism and considers that these universal moral principles cannot be applied to the actions of their states. The third principle of realism, which identifies with interests being defined as power, showcases Indian political realism being practiced under the dark shadows of the Modi-led government for over a decade now. When history is written, the chronicles of this short war between India and Pakistan will buzz with Prime Minister Modi's motives, ideological preference and appetite for resorting to violence for his own political gains. Since Modi has come to power, the direction of Indian foreign policy has gone in no other way but the resolution of Pakistan-India conflicts through war-making. Prime Minister Modi's intentions about Pakistan have always been questionable.